Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Today, eat Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal. Super as in Superman. Kellogg's Pep, the sunshine cereal. Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman.
Today, Superman, in his guise of Clark Kent, on the trail of an aerial rocket in which he came to Earth from the planet Krypton, is about to ring the bell at the home of a man named Richard Haller, when suddenly the front door opens and Kent receives the shock of his life.
Hello, Clark.
Lois! Lois Lane!
Do you mind backing up a bit so that I can close this door? Thank you.
Lois, what are you doing here?
Funny, I was about to ask you the same question.
Never mind me. Do you know whose house this is?
Why, of course. Richard Haller's.
Well, do you mean to tell me you know Haller?
Well, that depends, Clark.
Lois, stop kidding around. This is serious business. Do you know Haller or don't you?
Sorry, Clark. I refuse to answer without advice of counsel.
Before we find out who is behind Lois Lane's mysterious behavior, listen. There's a secret base in the New Mexico desert. At that base, the U.S. Army is testing the famous V-2 rocket. Lots of people know that. Yet who knows what other sensational discoveries they've made to put the United States way ahead in the rocket field. Naturally, the Army isn't telling.
Of course not. It's top secret. And it's mighty exciting. And Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal, has fixed it so you can get in on the rocket excitement yourself. With a sensational hand-sized rocket model. Yes, a gyrocket. A gyrocket you can launch yourself to streak into the sky. A brilliant colored gyrocket, almost half a foot long. It comes with a metal launching rod and a wooden rocket launcher.
Plus the gyrocket itself. Every inch of it means business. The long, sleek body is shaped like a slender bomb, streamlined to cut down air resistance.
And the metal propeller on the stern end of the rocket packs it with power.
Yes, with a flick of your wrist, you can zoom it into the air, up over the treetops.
Don't put it off. Send for your gyrocket today, right now.
And here's all you do. Send 15 cents and a box top from Kellogg's Pep to Superman. Box 124, New York 8, New York. Do it today.
I'll repeat that. Send a box top from Kellogg's Pep, plus 15 cents, a dime and a nickel, and your name and address clearly printed to Superman. Box 124, New York 8, New York. This offer is limited to the United States.
And now, the adventures of Superman.
Arriving at the palatial metropolis home of Richard Haller, the mysterious red-bearded man he suspects of having some connection with the secret aerial rocket being offered for sale to a foreign power, Clark Kent met Lois Lane, star girl reporter for the Daily Planet, coming out the front door. Now, minutes later, Kent has drawn Lois into the shadow of some trees on the lawn and is continuing his questioning.
Lois, don't joke about this. If you know Haller, for heaven's sake, tell me.
Now, just a minute, Clark. At 10 o'clock this morning, after we got the news flash that a federal warrant had been issued for Superman's arrest, you bolted out of the office without telling anyone where you were going or why. And now, 12 hours later, you show up here and start questioning me as though I were a criminal. After all,
you were
Clark...
the last person I expected to see coming out of Richard Haller's house. The last person.
Really?
Yes. When that door opened and I saw you, I couldn't believe my eyes.
Why not?
Because Haller is the most dangerous man in the world. Lois.
Oh, Clark, you kill me.
Please, Lois, keep your voice down. Lois.
Talk about making mountains out of molehills. You make volcanoes out of puffs of smoke.
Oh, I do.
Well, you do.
All right, listen. I've been trailing the man who lives in that house ever since I left the office this morning. He's negotiating with a foreign government, trying to sell an aerial rocket 100 times more deadly than the German V-2 rocket.
Now, is this one of your usual pipe dreams, Clark?
Lois,
I happen to know what business Richard Haller is in.
Yes, so do I. He poses as a collector of rare books. That's how I traced him, through an old family Bible. You see, Lois, this rocket Haller has is based on the design of the rocket that brought Superman to Earth.
What?
Yes. That's why the warrant was issued for Superman's arrest. They thought he was somehow connected with it.
Now, Clark, if what you're telling me is on the level...
Believe me, it is. That's why I was so shocked when I saw you walk out of that door. Now, tell me, how do you happen to know Haller?
I don't know him. I just came out here on a routine assignment. McElroy, the editor of the Sunday magazine section, asked me to interview Heller for a feature story on rare book collecting.
Is that the truth?
Why, of course. Why should I tell you anything but the truth? Come to think of it, you've got a lot of nerve doubting my word.
I'm sorry, Lois. It's just that I'm all on edge. I've covered a lot of ground since 10 o'clock this morning. Hey, come on, I'll walk you to the corner and put you in a cab and then come back and I'll have a talk with Heller.
A, you're not walking me to the corner. B, you're not putting me in. I'm not having a talk with Heller.
Now, why not?
Because he isn't home. He's out of town. He won't be back for 2 or 3 months.
Who told you that?
His Hindu servant.
Well, I'd like to make sure.
All right. Go ahead. Make sure. Ring the bell and ask him.
I'll put you in a cab first.
Don't you understand, Clark? I am not leaving.
But
I'm sticking close to you.
Now, look.
I detect a front page story.
A front page story?
Mm-hmm.
Is that all you can think about?
Sure.
This might end up as a world catastrophe, and you talk about front-page stories. Lois, for once, let me handle this my way, will
and
you?
And why is your way any better than my way?
Because I know what it's all about. Because I'm closer to it, that's why. Good Lord, Army engineers are working night and day to develop an aerial rocket capable of extended flight at supersonic speed for our defense if we're ever attacked again.
You don't have to lose your temper, Clark.
Yes, I do have to lose my temper. This isn't a newspaper story, Lois. It's a matter of life or death for millions of people. If this man Howard...
All right, calm down.
Oh, sometimes I don't understand you, Lois.
Well, there are times when I don't understand you either, so we're even. Now, about Heller. Since it is so important, I'm certainly not going to let you tackle it alone.
But, Lois...
Now, don't argue, Clark. If you don't believe Heller isn't home, just ring the bell again and make sure. Come on.
Lois, wait.
You're not getting rid of me, so don't even try. Come on.
Oh, if it isn't one thing, it's another.
What was that?
Nothing.
Go ahead, ring the bell.
Minute.
What on earth are you staring at?
Just looking the house over, inside and out.
Inside? What have you got, X-ray vision?
You'd be amazed if I said yes, wouldn't you?
Clark Kent, otherwise known as Superman.
Funny, isn't it?
Very funny. Are you going to ring the bell, Clark, or not?
Yes, but I don't think Haller is home.
I told you that 5 minutes ago, remember?
Hold it, here he
Trouble
comes.
With you. Who?
The Hindu servant.
How do you know?
I can hear his footsteps. Shh. Good evening.
Yes?
We'd like to see Mr. Haller, please.
Mr. Haller is not at home, sir. He is out of the city. He is not expected to return for 2 or 3 months.
Oh, well, can you tell us where we can get in touch with him? It's very important.
I'm sorry. I do not know where Mr. Haller has gone. That is all, sir.
No, wait. Just a moment.
Yes?
I have an extremely rare book I'm interested in selling, but I need the money, and I can't possibly wait 2 or 3 months. I thought perhaps if there was any way of getting in touch with Mr. Haller that...
May I inquire your name, please?
Kent. Clark Kent. This young lady is Miss Lane.
The mem sahib presented herself earlier.
Yes.
Is there any way of contacting Mr. Haller? I'm sure he wouldn't want to miss this opportunity. The book I have to sell is the only one of its kind in the world.
Will you step inside, please?
Well, yes, certainly. After you, Lois.
Thank you.
Proceed to the trophy room on your right, please. I will be with you shortly.
Thank you.
You think he knows where Haller is, Clark?
No doubt about it. Yeah, I guess this is the trophy room.
You guess. Golly, look at those heads on the wall. A tiger, a lion, and what's that horrible thing over there?
It's a rhinoceros. Haller seems to be a big game hunter as well as a book collector.
And a rocket salesman.
Hold it.
I beg your pardon.
Yes?
Could you tell me what rare book you wish to offer, Mr. Haller?
Well, I'd rather discuss the matter with Mr. Haller directly.
I must first know the name of the book, sir.
Well, it's a Shakespeare folio, a first folio of one of Shakespeare's plays. It's very rare.
And how much are you asking for it?
Well, I'm willing to let Mr. Haller set the price. Do you think you can contact him?
I will try. Excuse me.
Certainly.
I will return shortly.
Well, it's all right. Don't hurry. It's quite all right.
Clark. He locked the door.
Yes, I know.
Well, don't just stand there. Do something.
Quiet, will you? He's telephoning.
Who is?
The Hindu.
Are you crazy?
Please, Lois, I'm trying to hear what he's saying.
Why, of all the ridiculous things in the first place, I don't
will
see how you can...
Please be quiet.
No, I won't. And furthermore,
well,
unless you tell me...
If you won't keep quiet willingly, I'll make you keep quiet. All right, I've heard enough.
Why, you insolent boor. What right do you have to clap your hand over my mouth?
To keep it shut. I had to get some information, and I got it.
What information?
I know where Richard Haller is.
Startled, Lois stares at Clark Kent, unaware that he is, in reality, Superman, who possesses X-ray vision and super hearing, and has pierced the walls of the room in which they are locked to learn the whereabouts of the mysterious man with the red beard. We'll be back to find out what he does with the information in just a moment. So, keep listening. Who will pay the most money for the Superman rocket? We don't know.
But listen to this.
Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal, has fixed it so that just 15 cents can bring you a sensational hand-sized rocket model. The Gyrocket.
Yes, sir. A Gyrocket you can launch yourself and send flashing in the air up over the treetops. A brilliant colored Gyrocket, almost half a foot long and complete for launching. Listen.
You get a metal launching rod.
A wooden rocket launcher.
And the Gyrocket itself with a gleaming wood body, slender and businesslike. Streamlined to the last inch.
At the power end is a glittering metal propeller designed to give your Gyrocket loads of thrust.
Remember, this Gyrocket is not a flimsy cardboard cutout, but a rugged steel and wood model to stand hundreds of launches.
Right. Yet it's so simple to operate, you can launch it right from your hand. Zoom it into the sky. Up, 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 and away!
Now's the time to get in on the excitement and fun. Get several Gyrockets. Start your fleet of the future right now. Then have thrill-a-minute games with your friends. Speed and distance contests. There's no end to the fun.
Listen carefully. For each Gyrocket you want, send 15 cents and a Kellogg's Pep box top to Superman. Box 124, New York 8, New York.
Remember, you can't buy this Gyrocket anywhere. The only way to get it is to send a box top from Kellogg's Pep, together with 15 cents, a dime and a nickel, and your name and address clearly printed to Superman. Box 124, New York 8, New York. Do it now. This offer is limited to the United States.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman.
Making use of Superman's X-ray vision and super hearing, Clark Kent watched and listened to Richard Haller's Hindu servant make a telephone call in the room adjacent to the big game trophy room in which he and Lois Lane are locked. As we continue now, Kent has just made the statement that he knows where Richard Haller is, and Lois is staring at him in amazement.
What did you just say, Clark?
I know where Haller is. I heard the Hindu put through a long-distance call to... What was that?
What was what?
I heard a peculiar hissing sound. There it is again. Hear it?
Yes. Where's it coming from?
Stopped. Stay where you are, Lois. I'll have a look around.
Wait a minute, Clark. I feel strange.
What?
I can't breathe.
Lois! Lois, what happened? Great Scott, she's unconscious.
Shocked and alarmed, Clark Kent bends over the limp, unconscious figure of Lois Lane slumped on the floor. What has happened to the girl reporter just as Kent discovered the whereabouts of the mysterious red-bearded Richard Haller? Our story has taken a strange new turn, and even stranger things develop in tomorrow's action-packed episode, so don't miss it. Tune in, same time, same station, for Chapter 8 of The Secret Rocket on The Adventures of Superman.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.